I met the minister during the week there, and he confirmed with me that this obviously is one of his key priority strategic projects, and he will be leaving a marker within the department before obviously he leaves office, which will set the trajectory of the department in the time ahead, highlighting this as one of the key projects for delivery.
There had been some concerns raised that the political instability at Stormont and after the election and so on would put this project in the balance. You're confident that that won't happen?
Yes, I'm very aware of scaremongering from certain people out there for their own political ends who are scaremongering this project may not happen. It's very important to note that some of those people who are doing the scaremongering are the very same people here who have never once sought a meeting with the minister to discuss this project. But what I can say is that the funding for the project has been is ring-fenced, and also as an All-Ireland party, Sinn Féin will continue to work with the Irish government to ensure that they uplift their contribution from the current offering of $75 million to the $400 million, which is needed for the 3 sections to be completed in the entirety. But I can say that we are on course for this road starting the project beginning on the ground this year.